My little dears, you've done it. Consider me impressed. These days, it takes some effort to bring power like mine into your quaint little world. A church properly profaned and unhallowed. My, but you are a resourceful little cult, aren't you? But you know the rules, my darlings. To remain, I must feed. If you have managed all this, then you must know that your delightfully corrupted souls would make for a delicious snack. But provided little in the way of nourishment. Do you have something more innocent for me? A priest. Oh, my little servants, you spoil me. Could this be the very holy man that held sway over this place before you claimed it? You have done well, my faithful, and your reward shall be boundless once I have fed. Now leave me with the priest. This is a meal I'll want to relish, and the song he will sing for me. Well now, my own priest, bound and ready for me to play with, and so easy on the eyes. I do have to hand it to the little fools. They may be short-sighted and limited in understanding, but they know how to treat a lady. I'm going to enjoy breaking you. Scripture, really, darling? You clearly don't know what you're dealing with. I am no mere demon to be frightened by quotes from your book of pious scribblings. You speak to a duchess of hell, royalty of the second layer of the pit. Less, very perceptive. Oh, a fallen angel. Yes, that's me. Cast out to fall from grace by the man upstairs. Do you know why, mortal? Do you know why God, your God, judged me unworthy of his grace? Because I loved, because I desired, because I wanted things he made me want. Please save your righteousness, Father. If you knew how little the thing you worship valued you, even as he expects so much, well, I suppose you wouldn't make such a good meal, so I suppose I shouldn't complain. Tell me, your voice, do you sing? Surely you have been trained to project. How else would you share all that nonsense with your gullible little herd of parishioners? But do you sing? Your voice is lovely. Were you part of a choir? I am going to make you part of my own choir. After a fashion. But that will come later. No. It's amusing that you believe that. It takes so very little to go from where you are to where I am. So little to be cast down by the old man you so faithfully serve. I think perhaps a demonstration is in order. Never submit. So melodramatic. Darling, you all submit. It's only a matter of time, and not much time at that. Now, let us move on, shall we? The handcuffs you people use now, they lack a certain drama. I find the old manacles and heavy chains far more pleasant. Are you comfortable, Father? are the bindings holding your wrist behind your back too tight? Such energy! I took the liberty of adding a nice heavy chain binding your manacles to the floor. I wouldn't try to run again. You might dislocate something. I suppose you would be more comfortable without those clothes. Hold still, little mortal. I may only be extending one nail into a claw, but it is very sharp. Sharp enough to slice right through these silly little garments you mortals are so fond of. Not bad. Let's get these rags off of you. Oh, and one of these silly little collars to add to my collection. Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll have you fit it for a new one when I'm finished with you. One with a leash. You really still think you have a chance of resisting me? It's adorable. But look at that. Look at how hard you've gotten for me. Father, how very naughty of you. Don't fret, Father. I do have that effect on mortals. This body was made to entice your kind, to make you hunger for me. The sight of me has driven mortals mad with lust at first glimpse. Men have done the most unspeakable things for the chance to gaze upon me just a little longer. You simply can't help yourself. You can hardly blame yourself for your arousal. But he will. And that is just from gazing upon me. My touch, well, I've been told it can be addictive. That isn't an exaggeration, by the way. This finger stroking down over your chest, tracing little patterns over your bare skin, is firing all sorts of nerves, isn't it? You have never been touched like this before. Not just carnally. No human touch can elicit the sensations caused by a lady of the pit. Oh, moaning already? But what of your vows, Father? Surely you aren't questioning them already. Yes. Find your resolve, Father. I'll give you a moment to collect yourself, to beg for his forgiveness, and ask for his strength. I want you to brace yourself for the real fun. Better? A bit more at ease? Well, not all of you, I see. That's right, Father. Like I said, you really just can't help yourself. Speaking of, I want to see what else you cannot help. Let's take a peek inside your mind at all the little fantasies you have hiding in there. All the ones you hate yourself for having. All the ones you know he wouldn't approve of. A confession booth? How interesting. Oh, here comes one of your sinful little parishioners now.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 3 weeks since my last confession.
Such a lovely voice on this one. Familiar, perhaps?
I have had unclean thoughts, Father, and I haven't committed unclean acts. I have lusted for a man that is not my husband.
Oh my, and who is it she could be so hot for, I wonder?
You, Father, you have always been so kind and so giving, and I just, I have dreamed of you, of being with you, and touching you, of you touching me.
Well, this is getting good.
I have touched myself in the night, thinking about you, Father. Father, please, I need you.
Somehow, I thought that voice sounded familiar. Whoever that girl is in the naughty little daydream was... Look at you. You've replaced her with a dutiful little mortal version of me. I'm flattered to have made such an impression already.
Let me show you how much I need you, Father. Let me just reach in and touch. Oh, Father, you're so hard. Let me touch it.
So eager. This little person you have power over. Is that what turns you on? The idea that if you give enough off yourself and act as an authority of God for long enough, eventually women will reward you with their bodies? Or is it just the idea of a pretty girl working your shaft and staring up at you with love and lust in such a forbidden place? Look at you. She can't wait to give you pleasure. Those soft hands working up and down your cock. You want to shower her in your seed, don't you? To simultaneously anoint, claim, and defile her with your cum. And you're just about to, aren't you?
Yes, Father. I feel you throbbing. Please, come for me. Come on my face, in my mouth, wherever you want. Just please.
Any moment, you are going to explode all over this beautiful woman who trusted you for wise counsel and the absolution of sin. You're going to spray her with your seed right about now. Or you would have if it wasn't just a fantasy. Oh, the look on your face. That animal confusion. The frustration. It's so entertaining. Almost as good as your moans. And the screams. But those will come later. Look at you. Panting, sweating, your heart racing, all from a simple fantasy. But with the clumsy fumbling of a mortal replaced with my skillful touch. But you want it to be real, don't you, Father? There it is, the denial, the sniveling piety returns. But it seems a little hollow now. Do you even believe yourself, Father? Or are you just going through the motions? Having a hard time forming the words? Perhaps all the blood has drained away from your brain. I'll go ahead and save you the trouble by taking us through another of your little hidden desires. Oh, not even beginning to this one. This must be a product of a real urgency. And look at you. Oh, is that a visiting sister from a local nunnery? You naughty, naughty boy. First a married woman from your parish, and now a bride of Christ? Isn't adultery one of the big ones, Father? Oh, Hallie, she is enjoying sucking your cock. I don't know if this used to contain a particular sister you were fond of, or if it's all some generalized fantasy. And frankly, I don't care. You already replaced her again with me, in fantasies of my touch. Look at how lovely she's staring up at you. I see how she manages to make that shapeless bag they wear still manage to show off those womanly curves. Funny how that works. She wants this as bad as you do, doesn't she? You can really see it in her eyes. Oh my, and why is she pulling off her wimple, Father? This is your fantasy, after all. Oh, she's shaking out her hair, taking your hands and placing them on her head. I think she's telling you to use her, to take her by the hair and thrust your cock into her throat. My, my, and you certainly are obliging. Look at you go. I must admit, it's more than exhilarating watching you thrust your cock down her willing little throat. And what's this? She's tearing up, tapping your thighs. I think she's trying to ask you to let her pull back, but you aren't. My little priest, could it be that the idea of making this woman choke and gaggle in your cock excites you? For shame! Oh, and there you go. I suppose it would be less fun if she passed out. Oh, and you are right on the edge again, aren't you? Getting ready to feed her with your seed. And cover her pretty face. But I think that is for me to decide. Listen to the sounds you're making. The frustration. The desperation. You got a little strand of drool trailing down your lip. Here, let me get that for you. As much as I can appreciate your desperation to ravish me, that isn't how this goes. You have a need. What I wonder, would you be willing to do to fulfill it? Anything? And where is your piety now, Father? You need an answer. I doubt you have the clarity of thought. What I do need is an answer to this. Would you forsake all of your vows just for a taste of pleasure I could give you? So eager. Would you have give yourself to me, both body and soul? That's right. Such a good boy. Well then, prove your newly found fealty to me on your knees. That's right. Look up at me. I am not your stuffy old god demanding you to avert your gaze. I want you to look at me. Now, Father, with your head tilted back and as I take a handful of your hair, and I stand before you, lean forward and worship me with your tongue. There's a good boy. I know you've never done this before, being a man of the cloth and all. Which is why I'll be directing you with this fist full of hair. Well, what you lack an experience, you make up for enthusiasm. It must taste so good for you. And I know how much my nectar heightens mortal senses and increases your need. You're closer to an animal than a man now. Keep looking at me. That's it. When you pray, it is to me now. And this is how you do it. Yes. You're quite a quick study. Yes. Oh, I do enjoy how you moan against me. Keep going. You are proving your devotion so well. That's enough. Oh? Tugging at my hand to get another taste. Such an enthusiastic boy. But I think you have earned an even greater reward now. On your back. Now as I lower myself, ever closer to this throbbing, painful taut shaft, tell me again, who do you belong to? Who do you worship? Who is the owner of your very soul? Good boy. Oh, yes, little mortal. Let me hear how good you feel. Moan for me. Sing for me. Oh, fuck, let me hear your praise as I ride you toward the abyss of pleasure. I'll drown you in. You are mine in every way. It is possible to be mine. And each howl of pleasure simply reinforces it to this world and the next. Oh. You don't get to climax yet. I decide when that happens, and your frustration and need only makes the noise you make that much sweeter. Oh, I feel you pulsing, your little grunt in time with the throbbing of your cock as it wants to come but can't. Such a delicious scotto to add to the song. Yes, little mortal, you've done so well, and your little life's energy has been so completely marinated in lust. I think the time has come for the final notes of your song. For me to feed, and you to release. Come inside me, my little mortal. Empty yourself into me, and scream your pleasure. Yes. Yes. Oh, my darling little man. Your life is so delicious, but I won't consume all of it. Not quite. You are far too much fun as a plaything to send off to hell while I remain here. But your soul, that is mine. Now and forever. You make such lovely music, which is important, you see. I'm building something of a symphony, collecting the souls of those that are giving themselves to me. Until the sound of their agony and ecstasy grows loud enough that heaven itself cannot shut it out. I'm sure you want to feel special, my little darling, and you are. Every bit as important as every other instrument I play to show the man upstairs how easy he has made it to fall from his grace.